The Harbor's New Country Kicks 95.3. There's one thing that's so fun about this time of year, and that is, of course, all of the cool Christmas things that happen in our area. And one of those things, Winterfest, which is coming up today in downtown Aberdeen. So much fun things going on today, starting tonight about 5 o'clock, and then tomorrow starting about 9 in the morning. A lot of it in the downtown Aberdeen area. But tomorrow night, it's all going to conclude at the Bishop Center here in South Aberdeen at Grace Harbor College with this lovely lady to my right in the studio right now, the one, the only, Erica Corbin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am doing fantastic. How are you today?
Good.
And I see you brought Matt and I with you today.
I did.
Yeah,
and
I'm here.
You're going to do some singing, Matt?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll see what we can do.
We've got Erica convinced that she needs to sing us a Christmas song live on the air today, so she's going to be doing that here in a couple of minutes.
All the way across the country to do that for you.
Where did you fly in from?
So we were in Virginia, but we flew out of D.C. So we flew from Washington to Washington.
So was it Dulles?
Well,
airport?
No, Reagan.
Oh, Reagan.
Yeah.
I forget they have more than one. Is it a little nicer than Dulles?
Smaller.
How come the ones named after the actors are always better? You got Reagan, and then in California, John Wayne is so much better than L.A. International.
Oh, I can imagine. No, it's the smaller ones. The smaller ones are better.
I guess he's also named after a former president, Reagan, but but still. That's awesome. So how was the flight? Everything good? Nice and smooth?
Yeah.
Any layovers?
Easy.
We did have a layover. We actually slept in the Mile High City, Denver. So it kind of broke up the trip, and it was kind of fun. We were able to get a hotel, and we didn't almost miss the flight, but the airport shuttle was delayed an hour. Mm. And so we got to the gate about,
Colorado?
15 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So our connecting flight from Denver.
Was it snowing there?
It was, yeah.
Imagine it's really snowing in Colorado, especially up in Denver, the Mile High City, as they call it.
Well, and flying into Seattle was beautiful. It was all covered in white. Loved it.
When did you fly in? Last night?
Yesterday, yeah.
Yesterday, wow. Mm-hmm. I love flying into Seattle when there's snow on the ground.
Yes.
So cool out there.
So pretty.
So you're here, and so you're on the other side of the country right now.
Yes. In my mind, it's like, it was hard to stay up for rehearsal last night because we were so tired. And then I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, what? Why am I wide awake right now?
Now, did you bring all the kids with you?
No.
No, they're home? Okay.
Unfortunately, they are actually with Matt's sister in Virginia.
Oh, good.
So it's
you left them with an adult. That's good.
I did, yes.
I was wondering there for a second. No, they're fine. We got, how old's the oldest one now?
14.
14, yeah, she knows how to open a can.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll keep them fed.
No, she's awesome, but they do have, they have several teenagers in the house and a couple parents, so they're well taken care of.
Oh, yeah, I would think nothing less, but I was just imagining you trying to wrangle all your kids on an airplane flight from Virginia to Seattle. That would just be fun in my mind to watch. Well, I'm glad that you are here. I mean, I once went through an airport with like a four-year-old. Old, and that was murder. I can't imagine what it would be like with, was it five kids?
We have five.
Five kids.
Our youngest is four, so.
Just imagine what that was like.
Yes.
So you have the holiday concert coming up that's going to wrap up our Winterfest this weekend. It's tomorrow night, 7:30 at the Bishop Center. So tell us a bit about the show, what you're going to be doing, some Christmas songs, some original songs, that sort of thing.
Yeah, we're so excited because we have a whole lineup of professional musicians who are going to be backing us up.
Oh,
and
that's
so
great.
It's all Christmas music, and it's going to be pretty dynamic. There's some really fun moments that we've planned and created, and really cool, unique instruments.
Yes, tell them who's going to be playing. What are we going to have?
Okay, wait. Is Don Stone one of them?
You know,
Not this time.
We tried to get him, but he's already booked. So.
I was wondering because, you know, Don Stone, I think it's in a contract somewhere. He's got to play in every band on the harbor. I think he's got a contract.
He's played with us many times, but he was already booked. I asked him months ago, and he's like, I'm already booked that night. And he was bummed out. So,
all right, well, who do you got?
Don't get him. So we have the O'Briens, John and Leslie O'Brien. They're the first chair cellist and violinist for the Grace Harbor Symphony.
Oh, very nice.
And they're just fabulous musicians.
Yes.
We have Jeff Perrin on upright bass.
Oh, Jeff,
He'll also play electric bass. He's amazing. Mm-hmm. We've got my friend from out of town. His name is Brad Rohr. He's an incredible guitarist, which will really free me up to be able to just sing some songs and not have to play every song. So I'm excited about that. My husband will be on grand piano. The Bishop Center has a beautiful grand piano there.
I've seen it. It's a beautiful piano. Yeah,
so he'll
lucky.
Be on that mostly.
Get to play that
thing. I'll get to play it on one song too. I'm excited.
Yeah.
And then our dear friend Nick Greeley, who is an incredible piano player, will be on keyboard. playing some Rhodes and Whirly and all kinds of other fun things and some organ and things like that. Let's see who else. Matt's mom is coming down. She's going to sing one song with us.
All right. Got mom in on the act.
She's an opera singer. So we're doing a duet together where she sings her version and then I sing kind of mine. I don't want to give it too much away, but it's really beautiful. I'm excited. And then on one song.
Well, she plays harp too.
She plays harp. Yep. Harp. And then his sister is going to join us and play flute on a couple songs. And Matt's going to actually be playing the timpani.
The timpani?
Yeah.
Right. You got anybody on mouth harp?
Well, you could.
Could I jump position, up and play the juice harp?
That boing, position is open boing, currently, so okay. We're taking it.
I'm going to need a juice harp. We can do it.
Well, and then there's a bunch of local kids who are going to join Erica for a song.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, and they're going to come up, and they're really excited about it. They've been practicing for a couple weeks.
Yep. And so we'll have a kids choir on one song, and then we actually have a couple of the West boys, Gavin and Caden, who are going to be joining us on a few songs. And.
Fantastic.
The little drummer boy. So
tickets are on sale at ghc.edu/bishop if you want to go to the show. I imagine you could probably get some at the door, maybe.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to wait that long. I'd get them now.
Yeah, they're hoping it will sell out, so it'd probably be smarter to get them in advance, but you might be able to get them at the door.
All right. Well, we're going to get a little taste of what you're going to hear Saturday night at the Bishop Center with Erica Corbin's Holiday Concert Extravaganza. That's what I'm calling it. In just a minute, she's going to play us a Christmas song. It's not an original, but we'll have her tell you about it when we come back right after this.